League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's the cheapest thing your spouse does? 1-800-330-9999. You know on Venmo how you can't see exactly how much anymore that they're sending other people, but you can see in the comments like what it's for.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's one of the most entertaining things you can read.
So I pay my babysitter through Venmo, and I'm looking at it, and it pops up, and something catches my eye because my girlfriend is sending her husband, and in the comments, he just says groceries. And I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted her later on. I'm like, and he's notoriously cheap. I should say that. He's notoriously cheap.
Okay.
And I text her. I go, why did you write groceries? And I'm thinking like it's like a code name. I don't know.
Right.
I think it's like something funny. Maybe
some
like
fun
a
game in between the spouses. Right.
Because I do that too.
It means like, lace.
I
clearly.
Sometimes I write funny things in there, like just, you know, just to entertain myself. So she says, every week, she has to Venmo him half the cost of groceries, and she has a spreadsheet on how much she's allowed to spend on certain things.
What?
So, like, she can't spend more than $3.69 for a gallon of milk. Like, she has, like, it's like a whole thing that she went through.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's cheap.
It's for him, though. It's to satisfy his desire, or it's for her and her budgeting plan.
He has such a strict budget.
Wow.
And they split the grocery costs in the house, which to me seems crazy. Like, you're both eating it. You're married. Like, why would you do that?
And at the end of the day, we both have to survive this.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess because it's very foreign to me because, I mean, I guess Paul's just not that. Like, my husband doesn't
pay attention to those.
He doesn't pay attention to those things.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Alicia, one of the biggest things that Alicia will, if you have a price matching policy, a lot of places, you know, price matching policy, it's front page, right? They want to let everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
There's other places, though, they have a price matching policy that it's nowhere. Like, it's a mystery for you to find it out. And she knows every store's price matching policy. When we go to the pet store, I swear at the register, it takes us like 10 minutes. Stuff for the dogs is expensive now. She price matches everything, and we walk out of there every time, and I believe that we've actually committed robbery. It's cheap, but it's great. It benefits us, but sometimes it drives me nuts. And if you're 10 people back in the line, forget it.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the cheapest thing about your spouse?
The cheapest thing my husband does is he likes to reuse like the freezable like Ziploc bags and the sandwich bags. He like insists on like washing them out and like he like air dries them and stuff. But
what?
It's something that he does make sure that like it all drips out and everything. But I don't know. It skeeves me out. I feel like they're not reusable.
Yeah.
Well, this is like my family. We use foil. I'm like, Ma, it wasn't until I went to college that I realized people didn't reuse foil.
Wait a minute. I mean, if you take the foil off something, there's nothing stuck to it, and then you immediately use it on something else right at that moment.
Oh, no, we would fold it. Like, we would fold it in squares and
then put
it back if it was, like, decent. Yeah.
So, if it was decent, even. Not, you didn't say clean, you said decent.
Right. No, I think, like, there must be something in Italy with foil, because every time, like, my family in Italy reaches out to us, they want us to send foil.
And growing up,
we had to, like, protect our foil. Like, I don't understand.
That's amazing.
I've never researched it, but clearly there's an issue there.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't feel bad when I put one thing in a Ziploc and then take it out a few hours later or a day later and throw it out. I do. I feel like I'm kicking a baby seal in the mouth.
Right.
But I also don't reuse it because it's got mayonnaise or something on it, man.
Now, I will reuse some Ziploc bags. If
really?
They're not that dirty, I'll put them on the side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shocking to me, I have to say.
1-800-330-9999. Cheapest thing your spouse does. One of my girlfriends, her and her husband, have Excel spreadsheets. He's actually created the spreadsheet for her, and it budgets how much she's allowed to spend on everything at the grocery store.
I mean, that's great. Obviously, living on a budget is important, especially when you've got a family, but still, Sounds a little bit wild.
And she has to Venmo him half the cost of the groceries every week.
That's the part that really blows my mind.
What is the thing about your spouse that makes them cheap? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, God. My wife will use coupons, which I don't have such a problem with, but she will use expired coupons. And we will get to the store and she will argue with the manager or the clerk about the coupon. Sometimes she wins. Sometimes she doesn't. But it's always embarrassing.
It's an uncomfortable moment.
Yes.
Listen, if your coupons are good and they're within the time frame, then I don't understand what the person at the store is doing fighting. It's not your money, all right? Give up the coupon money because it's there, it's legit. And I support that person as they argue the coupon. But if you argue the expired coupon, knowing it's expired, like, what are you standing on? What's your foundation there? You know, your foundation is just chaos. That's it. You're like, I'm going to go there. I will be an agent of chaos. And hopefully they'll relent and they'll give me this $3.
Because the truth of the matter is that if you argue long enough, they give it to you. And they know that. And I think that that's the problem. Everyone has to make a decision. Are we taking expired coupons or not? And the world has to follow that decision.
That's it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the cheapest thing your spouse does?
My husband is so cheap. If any ATM charges $1, $3, we could be in the Bahamas on vacation in Maine, wherever we are, he will not pay the fee. He will drag us for 35, 45 minutes, an hour, waste our vacation time looking for an ATM with absolutely no fees.
I do despise the fees. You know what I hate the most about the fees, though, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
So Alicia has one of those cards that, you know, she doesn't have to pay any fees.
Yeah.
You know, no matter where she goes with her ATM card. Oh, we're bank. We'll refund the fees, even if there's fees.
Yeah.
She reminds me every time how her ATM card is superior to my ATM card. Don't condescend to my debit card, lady.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the cheapest thing your spouse does?
My husband is so cheap that when we start running out of our dish detergent, he puts water in the bottom of it to try to, like, make it last longer. But it doesn't even wash the dishes anymore. It drives me absolutely nuts.
So I'm down with this for the hand soap. All right. Like, if you got the Bed Bath Beyond, the thick hand soap, you know, the stuff with the little beads in it or whatever, or the exfoliating, I'll throw a little water in there. And then I'll swish it around a few times. I'll use that to wash my hands a couple times. Drives my wife insane.
Well, I don't think it's real soap at that point, disinfecting your hands if you're just watering it down.
Ah, come on, disinfection. I'm washing my hands 72 times a day right now, more ever than in my life. This is just washing my hands in my house, right? So I got to get the stank of something off of them. It's no big deal.
I mean, they're 99 cents. Seems like...
Oh, no. Those are the expensive ones. These are like... I don't know. She always got a coupon, but it's like something. It's like 5 for $20 or something. I don't know. She takes me to Bed Bath Beyond a lot. Too much, really.
Mm-hmm.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.